Hello, I'm Ryan Felsman with a look at the week ahead here in Australia. And on Tuesday, the Reserve Bank releases its latest Monetary Policy Board meeting minutes. And a lot of focus will be on the slowing in economic activity observed over the second half of 2018. In particular, we saw the annualised growth rate slow from around 3.8% down to 0.9% in the second half of the year. So as we begin 2019, we have seen a continuation of the similar themes, particularly around the housing market downturn and also a slowing in consumer spending, with retail sales being quite anemic at just 0.1% in the latest reading. So really some colour on what the Reserve Bank intends as far as its forecasts are concerned, particularly with its expectations for growth of 3% throughout 2019. And then on Wednesday, we get the latest update on the Commonwealth Bank's business sales indicator, a measure of economy-wide spending based on transactions around credit cards and debit cards. Certainly, spending has slowed somewhat, with consumers becoming more cautious in light of the fact that we've seen global growth slowing, but also at the same time, we've seen some activity data, particularly around construction and the services sector, also contracting. Also, we then get an update on the labour market on Thursday. Of course, that's very important at the moment as far as the interest rate settings and inflation expectations are concerned. And certainly we expect a further 15,000 jobs to be created during the month of February, and the unemployment rate to remain stable at around 5%. If you look at leading indicators, the skilled job vacancies index is also due out that day, and job vacancies are around 6.5-year highs for that particular index. And if you look at the NAB business survey around the employment index there, around 19,000 jobs on average are basically being created, and that will keep that unemployment rate quite stable. We also get the latest update on population for the September quarter, where we think the annual growth rate will be around 1.5%. Overseas this week, the focus will be on the US Federal Reserve, where the central bank announces its interest rate decision. We expect no change in official interest rates in the United States to remain at 2.25 to 2.5% in terms of its target band. The FOMC's median dot points point to a increase of interest rates just once this year. Our own view is for no change in interest rates for the rest of this year. Of course, there are cross currents, as Jerome Powell, the chair, has referred to, particularly around slowing global growth and trade uncertainties, particularly with China. And really, we're waiting to see what transpires in regards to that. Economic growth in the US is forecast to be just 1.5% annualised in the March quarter. And of course, a pickup is expected throughout the year, with growth likely to be around the 2.5% level. Also, a time frame for expectations around the balance sheet situation. The US Federal Reserve has assets of around $4 trillion. It's been letting those bonds on its balance sheet mature and run off on a monthly basis to the tune of $50 billion. And really what they intend to do later this year potentially is to stop that program and let those financial conditions continue to ease.